Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In this series of talks, I'm answering the question, what is the Bible all about? In the first talk, I mentioned some general things about the Word of God. In the second talk, I mentioned something very specific about it. Jesus Christ is the central figure in the Bible. Every part of the Bible teaches us something about Jesus Christ. In the third talk, we looked at the book of Genesis. And the book of Genesis takes us from the creation of the heaven and the earth right through to the beginnings of the formation of the nation of Israel. God calls Abraham from Ur of the Chaldees, leads him into the promised land, gives him a son called Isaac. Isaac has a son called Jacob, whose name is later changed to Israel. And to Israel is born the 12 patriarchs who became the heads of the tribes of Israel. The book of Genesis contains the story of Joseph, the son of Israel, and how he became prime minister of Egypt, and how he made provision for his family to come down into Egypt and to sojourn there. Exodus takes the story from there. After a little bit of introduction, you have the birth of Moses, and Moses becomes a key figure in the whole story of the nation of Israel. The name Exodus is very appropriate for this book. It's from a Greek word meaning a way out or a going out. And the story of the book of Exodus centers around the deliverance of the children of Israel from Egypt. They went down into Egypt as a family, and they came out of Egypt as a nation. And the book of Exodus describes the process by which they were brought out and how they were formed into a nation to start their journey towards the promised land. Let me read you a little portion of the book of Exodus. I'm reading here from chapter 3, the first 10 verses. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And that's the essence of the story, and you can see why the title Exodus is so appropriate. I said that there's something to learn about Jesus in every book of the Bible, and that's abundantly true regarding the book of Exodus. When the Lord delivered his people from Egypt, he brought them out in the night of the Passover. And the Passover lamb speaks of Jesus Christ. They were there sheltering under the blood, sheltering under God's promises, and they were saved from judgment as they sheltered under the blood of the lamb. 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 7 says, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. We are saved from judgment. By accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and sheltering under his blood, accepting his sacrifice on our behalf. That's not the only place where we have reference to Jesus Christ and something to learn about him. When Moses was called to go back to Egypt, for he had fled from Egypt, he asked God, what is your name? When I go to the children of Israel, what name will I tell them you have? And God said, tell them I am has sent you. And Jesus showed his connection with that name many times. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. Talking about Abraham on one occasion, he said, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus Christ is spoken about in the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, as I say, does tell us the story of the deliverance of the children of Israel from Egypt and of how God dealt with them in the wilderness and prepared them for the journey and prepared them to be a nation in the land that he had promised to give them. In the book of Exodus, we have the giving of the moral law, the Ten Commandments, and the various rules for living. We have the giving of the ceremonial law. We have the construction of the tabernacle. We have the anointing of the priests. We have the sign of the Sabbath that was given to the nation of Israel. We have the erection of the tabernacle and the preparation for worship and for journeying. The content of the book of Exodus is such that no summary could really do it justice. But in the sequence of the books that Moses wrote, in Genesis we see the fall of man, in Exodus we see the redemption of man, and in Leviticus we see man worshipping. And that's a sequence that we should be connected with. We are fallen people, and we should recognize that we're sinners who need God's salvation. We need to be redeemed, as the story of Exodus brings before us. The children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt. We as sinful people are in bondage to sin in this world. God sent a deliverer. Jesus is our deliverer from sin. They sheltered under the blood. We need to shelter under the blood of Jesus Christ. They were delivered when they obeyed the Lord. We are delivered when we obey the gospel. They started on their journey towards the promised land. When you are converted, you start on your journey toward heaven, the promised land for us. The book of Exodus is a marvelous book with much to teach us. May the Lord bless you.